Hello, and welcome to the CWF Game Discussions Podcast. Today is Thursday, August 31st, 2006. I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt, and today we will be talking about the Warhammer Fantasy Tomb Kings. Additionally, we'll be having some listener feedback from previous shows. It'll be a good show, and I hope that you enjoy listening to our cast today. I want to wish everyone a very happy August 31st. It's the last day of August, and in just 2 minutes from my recording of this, give or take, we will go on into September, which means back to school for a lot of you. So I wish you the best with that. I know it means a little less time for gaming, but hopefully that will give you a little more time to listen to the podcast and think of some ideas, tactics, and armies, and things like that. Today I want to give a shout out to a couple people. First, I want to give a shout out to my friend Murph. He's a friend of a friend, and I want to wish him all the best this weekend. He's starting school, and he will be he's trying to become a chef. Actually, he's a really, really good cook, and he will be going to Johnson and Wales, so give him all the best of that. I also want to give a big shout out to our new co-host, Ingrid. This Sunday you will have an opportunity to listen to a duo cast with Ingrid and I. We're going to be talking about a couple games that we haven't been talking about, and we will be bringing them up. And I know some of the listener feedback had been dealing with issues like this, so when we get to the listener feedback portion, I will be talking about it. Anywho, I'm going to move on. I want to remind you all that you can find our show notes and everything on our website. It is wargamingforums.com. Head on over there. You can find the show notes. We do updates, and we also have regular blog posts. There was one I put up a little while ago, and I hope that you have a chance to look at it. I'm going to mention it in our discussion of the Tomb Kings because it's directly related. I also want to remind everyone that our sponsor for our podcast is Akko Hosting. They have web hosting plans that start at just $3.55 a month. They are our own web host. They keep us up and going, and I know no web host can guarantee 100% uptime, but I tell you, they're the nearest I've ever come to that. I don't think I've ever had downtime that I can think of, and if I have, it's been so small and minute that it barely caused any sort of impact. So head on over to Akko Hosting and give them a look. If you need some good affordable hosting, they're perfect. I can vouch for them. I use them. I also work for them. I'm a part of their team as their sales department manager. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to give us a little bit of contact. So, as I mentioned, today's cast is going to be about our listener feedback and the Warhammer Fantasy Tomb Kings. So we will just get right into that. Now, people probably wonder, well, why are you talking about Tomb Kings? They've been out for a while. They don't really have any new models or releases or anything. So what's the deal? Well, the whole reason for my talking about them today is because I am starting a Tomb Kings army. I play several armies. If you look at our website, you'll see under pages on the right about Team CWF. And in there, I list all the armies and games I play and stuff. But one of my most recent armies is Vampire Counts. I play an Army of Sylvania list, and I kind of fell in love with the undead. I just kind of love all the different abilities that you can do, the tactics, the modeling and conversion opportunities. And I saw that you can do this with the Tomb Kings. So I was like, well, you know, maybe I'll give them a try and check them out. I'm always looking for a new army. I love fantasy. I know not everyone does. I think it's one of the better games out there. And with the Tomb Kings, I love the models. I looked into the fluff a little bit, and I was like, wow, it's actually pretty cool. I'm a fan of ancient Egypt, and I can't think of anyone who isn't. You know, mummies and pyramids and sorcery and all sorts of stuff. It's just kind of cool. So the opportunity to have, like, an ancient Egyptian army for fantasy was like, wow, gotta do that. And when I started looking around, I was like, well, I don't really know what to do for Tomb Kings. And I know anyone who starts a new army for any game you play, you're like, well, where do I start? First place that I started was hopping online, and I went to a message board on there. It's called the Kemri.co.uk forum, and I know it's kind of hard to, you know, remember that. You'd be like, whoa, Kemri.what? But it's a Tomb Kings forum. It's run by an individual who knows a lot about the Tomb Kings. It's a member of the War Vault Consortium. So I headed on over there. I was like, well, War Vault, let's check them up. And I found the Tomb King forum, and I popped over and just started posting. I was like, oh, you know, I'm a complete noob to Tomb Kings, but I've been playing Fantasy forever, and blah, blah, blah. Where do I start? What do I buy? What do you guys recommend? And I just kind of looked around. I looked to see what other people had for army lists. I looked to see what people had painted and converted. I read Fluff and Tactics. And the Tomb Kings forum actually has this great little thing on there where they've compiled all, like, their best of articles into one particular thread in their announcement board. So you can just kind of go to it, and it's called, like, Legacy of the Ancients or something like that. So you just go and you click on it, and it compiles and does it by category, all of their best threads. So you can go in, well, what do I need to know? I want to fight this or that. So how do I do that? And you just go and you can find what you need. They do, you know, comparisons, and they have all these discussions and dialogues about, well, is it better to arm your skellies with spears or with the standard hand weapon and a shield plus light armor, because that'll give you the 4+ save. So you can just kind of read and learn from people who've played and been there before. No matter what game you play, no matter what army you play for whatever game you do, whether you do this, whether you play video games or board games, I strongly recommend going online and finding a message board about what you do. There is always someone who's been there before, who has done what you are thinking of doing, and who can tell you, hey, that's a great idea, or, whoa, what are you thinking? So I did that, and I did some posting, and now I'm, I don't know, like maybe half a dozen posts or something like that, but I posted a list, and I've been getting help with that. I also created this thread about, you know, creating an army on the cheap. Over at another forum, Librarium Online, and some of you may have heard about that, they have this whole section about, you know, how to get the most for your buck. For example, with Fantasy, and that's a game I play a lot, so I tend to talk about it a lot, but with Fantasy, I found out that if you're playing Vampire Counts and you want to field Doom Wolves, which are a great choice, if you buy the Doom Wolf models, they're incredibly expensive. I think they're like $10 for two, or actually it might be like $10 for one, but anyway, it's a lot of money. But instead of doing that, for like $30 or $35, whatever it is now, you can pick up the Goblin Wolf Riders box. And if you figure out what it costs per model, you end up saving like $5 or $10. So I was like, whoa, let me go here. I found out. I bought it. So I did a thread like that on this Tomb King website, and I've gotten some great ideas from people. And I know they have a lot of members and people who come and look. So hopefully other people have gotten some great ideas. Also, one thing I did was I went to the Games Workshop website. And on their website, you know, they have a section for every single army. And I went to the website for here in the US, and I went to the one for Fantasy for the Tomb Kings, and I just kind of read through like the getting started, and it had all sorts of different ideas and suggestions for what to do, where you start, what to include. Now you got to keep in mind with the Games Workshop website that they're the manufacturer, so they're going to try to push their product above all, and I'm not saying they don't care about quality and about, you know, making sure gamers get the game that they want and the armies that they want, but you might be better off with, you know, an unbiased source, someone who's not affiliated with the gaming manufacturer, which is why I like that Kemri forum, and also why I like Librarium Online. I posted on both and trying to get some ideas. I use Librarium Online heavily for my Vampire Counts army and got some great ideas from people, Stuart and a few others there, who names I can't remember, and I apologize for that. So you definitely want to go there and you want to check it out and just see what they have to say, and you can get some great ideas. You really can. I'm learning more every single day. It's wonderful. Tomb Kings army, I strongly recommend for people. I have to say, based on what I've seen, it's not a beginner army. I know people would disagree with me. They'd be like, wait, what do you mean beginner army? No army is a beginner army. All armies equally hard. You adapt and you can take more advanced, you know, tactics and stuff. But I think a lot of new people to the game start with Tomb Kings, so they're like, ooh, undead are kind of cool, and I like Egypt. And then they start doing it, and they're like, whoa, I can't play this, I'm losing. One big thing I learned about the Tomb Kings, and it was from posting on forums, was that, you know, if you play Tomb Kings below 2,000 points, you're going to have a hard time with things. I wanted to start Tomb Kings as a alternate army just had like 1,000 points, and they're like, well, you know, you can never have time of it. And so I was happy I asked, because with my Vampire Council army, for example, I found out that Army of Sylvania are really strong under 1,000 points or at 2,000 points and more, but in between, they're kind of not that great. However, it's the reverse with Tomb Kings. The higher points you're playing at, the better they are, because Tomb Kings live and die by their characters. They need to take, you know, a Tomb King or Prince, depending on what your points are, and a Leech Priest. And I'm sure I pronounced that wrong, so I do apologize. But their magic, which I'm told never miscasts, always basically revolves around either getting an extra movement for your units or an extra attack. So that makes, you know, the Tomb King archers really, really good. And when I found that out, I was like, whoa, wait a sec. Skeletons that can shoot? What's that about? And I just kind of floored. But Tomb Kings are kind of cool that way. And I know a lot of people are probably going to be sad in Tomb Kings now with 7th edition, because I think Tomb Kings have the most to gain from 7th edition. Sure, they lose some from the psychology aspect that they're not as strong through fear and stuff. But they never miscast. Their magic is incredible. You can gain extra wounds from your magic. You can't raise new units. The units are strong. You have constructs. You get a unit of carrions, plop them behind your enemy's line, right? You get 6 of them, so that'd be unit strength 6. You need unit strength 5. And you can auto-kill any fleeing units. What's not to love? I don't know. But to me, it sold it. And I've been thinking about them for a while. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, whoa, they're going to rock in 7th edition. I'm going to play them. I'm not saying don't play them, because you should. But think it over first. So, you know, make an informed decision. Anywho. That's about all I wanted to say about Tomb Kings, except for one little thing. Over on the Games Workshop website, if you go to Black Gobbo, it's issue 31. They have an article they call Fleshing Out, and it's the first one they do actually deals with Tomb Kings, which is why I'm talking about this. But they take like a character, a special character of some sort, in the army book, and it's someone who doesn't have the special rules or anything like that. They're just a character, and they kind of flesh them out by creating a model for them. So they did a model for Tomb Kings for Prince Tutankhamun, and it's supposed to be, you know, a take on Tutankhamun, for anyone who doesn't know, right down to the golden mask. It's awesome. On our blog, we actually have a whole thing about this, because for my Tomb Kings army, I am going to be creating this model. And when I say I, it's kind of a loose term, because, you know, whatever I can't do, my friend Steve said that he would help out with. He's really good at conversions and painting and stuff. And this one, it's not really heavy duty, it's actually pretty light, it's basically some part swaps and stuff like that, but it does use some pinning, and I have to say, I've been a little shy with pinning lately, because the last time I was pinning anything, it was a Lord of the Rings troll model, and I was using my Dremel for it, and I drilled through my finger, and so there was a lot of blood and stuff, and I was like, whoa, I don't think I want to do that again, so I kind of have to get back on the horse with that. But anyway, he's going to end up helping me with this if I need some help, and I think the model looks great. It uses some 40k bits, I think the Necron Lord weapon, and it uses an Eldar Guardian sprue for the torso and things like that. But it just looks really cool, and I'm going to use him as a regular Tomb Prince, or Tomb King as the case might be. And a great thing about him is that in the model they did, he's standing, and you can put him on base or whatever, but what I'm actually going to do is I'm not gluing him to his base, I'm going to like blue tack or whatever, because in my list, I have my Tomb Prince on a chariot, because chariots rock, and Tomb Kings, you can squad them up, and they're just kind of awesome. You get all these light chariots, and they just go crazy. So I want to be able to put him in a chariot, so I'm not going to glue anything onto my chariot. I'm just going to take him and use him as my model, and be like, whoa, look, I got Tutankhamun gum, and he's going to kick your ass. So it'll be kind of cool. That kind of wraps things up about the Tomb Kings. If you have any thoughts about them, you know, leave us some feedback and let us know if you have ideas for conversions or whatnot. Get in touch. We'll talk about them in a future cast or on our blog. Okay, moving on. We have a little segment about listener feedback. We've been on the air, so to speak, since roughly a few weeks. This is our 7th cast, I believe. And we've gotten feedback from some people. I've talked to some people and said, hey, what do you think of the show? And feedback has ranged from bad to good. And I've expected it. They've had all sorts of different things to say, that people have obviously commented about how often I say and the pauses and dead air. Those are all newbie mistakes. I'm making them. I find that it's easier to make them when you're doing a solo cast as opposed to a duo cast because you have someone else to bounce off of. And everything I've ever read about podcasting has said doing a podcast on your own is really, really difficult. So I just want to apologize for that and say that, you know, I'm working on it and everyone else involved is working on it. We're doing what we can to try to improve, and we appreciate all your feedback. I'm going to run through just some of the feedback that we've received, some of the more notable ones. A lot of the feedback that we've gotten falls into, you know, certain categories, and enough of it is similar so that I can just touch on several, and it actually ends up dealing with a whole slew of them. I mentioned how people have talked about the pauses and the dead air. There's one person said, "The quality is good, but avoid those pauses and dead air." Another person said, "Stop saying, And those are two things that, you know, I know and everyone else knows. So we will work on that. I promise that we'll try to do better on that. And I thank each of you for your comments. Another person had said, "You seem really focused on Warhammer Fantasy. Diversify a little." And that's true. We do need to diversify a little. It's a wargaming podcast. We talk about game discussions. We had one on video games, a couple on Mongoose Publishing, and some other games. But I talk mainly about fantasy right now because Games Workshop is a market leader for tabletop gaming. Its other games are kind of taking the backseat right now because it's the new edition of fantasy. They're gearing up doing, you know, in-your-face this month promotion. So I would be remiss if I didn't talk about something that is this popular right now. And I would feel that I wouldn't be doing my job conveying information to you and trying to make it informative and entertaining at the same time. But we will diversify a little. We have a podcast coming up with Ingrin this Sunday. And in that podcast, we will be talking about Dark Age games and a really, really major change with Mongoose Publishing and Starship Troopers. I know you're thinking, well, that's still, you know, tabletop gaming. And it is. But it's a different direction. It's non-Games Workshop. So that will be a little different and should be better. Anger knows quite a bit about decade-age games, and I'm looking forward to doing that cast, and I hope you look forward to hearing about it. I never heard about them before until he mentioned them. Another person I mentioned, "You have a great speaking voice. I love listening to it, so I want to thank you." It's really nice of you to say that. I appreciate it. I don't like my speaking voice. I think it's horrible. I hate hearing myself talk. So at first, when I had to do this for that class of mine, I was like, oh, I don't want to talk. I hate my voice, and you're going to hate it too. And everyone was like, well, you got a nice voice. I was like, what? What are you guys saying? Are you trying to make a joke? You're trying to burn me or something? And they're like, no. And then I've heard that a lot from people. So anyway, thank you. Another individual said, "Very informative and accessible." Thank you for that. I like to think that this is informative, and perhaps sometimes it's a little too informative, i.e. dull, and I like to know that it is accessible. I try to make things accessible to the average person. I know not everyone listening is a gamer. I expect most of you are, but I know not everyone is. So I try to make it so that even if you're not a gamer or if you're new to gaming, you can still kind of know what's going on. Another individual said, "I'm intrigued by your take on 7th edition fantasy. Can't wait to hear more." Well, you're in luck because I was talking about it a little bit today. And tomorrow, the 7th edition fantasy rulebook comes out. I am rushing down to my friendly local gaming store and picking up a copy. It's going for, I think, $50 if you get the deluxe edition. It's more like $70 or $90. Don't get the deluxe edition, though. It's basically the same as a regular edition, but the pages are in a different order. Well, some of them are in... Anyway, they're in a different order. It's not worth the money to get that deluxe edition. Just buy the regular one, that's $50. So I'll be doing that. So I will be doing probably my next solo cast on fantasy. And after that, I will likely be changing to a different topic, probably video games. I hope to do a couple surprise casts, quick casts probably, on video games too. My friend Steve said, "I want more 40K. He's a 40K fanatic. So Steve, we will be doing some 40K soon. I promise you that. One of our previous casts was about the release dates for stuff, for the army books anyway, and I talked a little bit about the 40K ones. When the Dark Angels book comes out, I hope to have Steve on here and doing a podcast with me, get his take. He's my resident Dark Angels expert on that. One other person said, liven things up a bit more and try to relax a little more too. Okay. I read you loud and clear. We hope that having Ingrid will help liven things up a little bit, and I feel relaxed when I do the cast, and I thought I conveyed it with my voice and everything, but if not, clearly I'm not, because I got this remark, but I'll work on that, and I appreciate your constructive criticism. Another individual said, I love the music, it is very sci-fi, and gets me in the mood. In the mood for what? I don't know about that. I love the music too, and I agree it's very sci-fi. I think electronic music is very sci-fi. The rest of your remarks are like, whoa, what's going on there? And lastly, we have one more remark. The quick cast on video gaming was awesome. I'd love to hear more like it. That's actually from The Gamer. He's a member of our cast, but he, more importantly, runs a gaming, you know, message board. It's about video games and computer games. So thank you for that. We worked hard on it. I worked hard on it. It was a quick cast. It was my first time doing it. And I know there's a lot of demand for video game talk. I'll probably be doing a video game podcast when I do one about Star Wars Battlefront, which is my current game that I'm fixated on, or Guitar Hero, another great game. I want to remind you that, as always, you can get information on our show, our show notes and updates and just blogs and stuff, by going to our website. It's wargamingforums.com. We have a lot of stuff up there. You can find out how to contact us and leave feedback and everything. And just the place to go to find out. You can also see all our links to other people that we're affiliated with. You can get our RSS feed. You can go to digital podcasts there and rate us. You can get into our Apple iTunes feed. You can vote for us on the War Vault top list. We need your votes for that. Get us up there. The higher we're up there, more likely people will come and listen. And we also have links to a couple nearby stores, Battleground Games, which I talk a lot about. And we have one for an online store called Battle Wagon Bits, where you buy just the bits you need, and you don't have to buy all this extra stuff. So it's really cool. I want to, once more, you know, every show I promote either an online community or a podcast or a blog. And I spent quite a bit of time on them, so I'm not going to spend a lot more time on them right now. But I'm promoting the Kemri forum that I visited. It's kemri.co.uk. And we have a link to them, because I don't think that, even though that's the name, I don't think that link actually works anymore. But they have all sorts of great tactics. It's a great community. They made me feel really welcome. I know they'll make you feel welcome. And they're the place to be for Tomb Kings of Kemri. So check them out. I hope you liked today's podcast. I hope you listen. I really, really, really hope that we will get some feedback. We live and die with your feedback. It's the only way for us to make the show better. Otherwise, it's just myself and Ingrid talking to each other, talking by ourselves, into a microphone, putting it up on the net, and letting it go into the vacuum. So we need to hear back from you. I don't care how you do it. You can Skype me, you can email me, you can talk to me on Instant Messenger, you can leave replies to the show notes. You name it, you can do it, you can get in touch with us. Just let us know what you think. Say, hey, really good cast. It was awesome. I loved hearing about the Tomb Kings. Or, whoa, what are you doing? Fantasy again? Come on, dude. You know? Just give us your feedback. So, I want to start closing and say thank you, you know, once again for listening. I had fun talking to you. I enjoyed this. I apologize for the lateness of the podcast. I'm finishing up now, and it's technically Friday. I would have got it done earlier, but I had work. I had my graphic novel book club, and then I had an emergency with some fish, which will be a story for another time. And then I just kind of hung out with Steve and picked up a couple Tomb Kings items. I picked up the Tomb King rulebook and the Tomb King on Chariot model. So as always, we appreciate your listening, we appreciate your feedback, we appreciate you. And I know that's corny, but it's true. So thank you, and I want to remind you that the next podcast will be a duo cast with Raven and Ingrid. Raven is me. And that will be on September 3rd, 2006. We will be discussing Dark Age games and the new direction for Starship Troopers, and it's a doozy, I tell you. So it's going to be a good one. Make sure you turn up the volume and tune in. Thank you, and have a great night. Bye.